The Griswold boys went on a very slow start in the first quarter as they only scored 2 points, while Missouri Valley went on a 16-2 run to start the game. The Tigers ended up losing to Missouri Valley 58-42 in a game that they never had a chance to get back in after their first quarter woes. Head coach Matt Spinangle knows that if the first quarter had been more competitive, they would have been adding a win to their record.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that first quarter, just the press, we had a tough time reversing the ball.
Right.
Had a couple different looks with some different players out there tonight. And we're just going to have to make adjustments. And we did make those adjustments as the game progressed. We had to burn a couple valuable timeouts early on to be able to correct that. And maybe I should have even used one more in the first quarter in order to calm them down. You know, sure. I had a sophomore out there that this is really the first quality minutes that he's gotten out there. And he learned a lot of lessons today.
Griswold was led in the game by Bodie Wyman with 15 points, with 9 first half points for the Tigers. Peyton Cook was below his season average with 7, while Hogan Hook worked with the inside pressure down low to add on 6 points on the night. This is a team that has the talent, but needs to gain the confidence to lead them along the way.
You know, it's about calming down and gaining the confidence. You know, you go out and once you are able to establish yourself and you hit a couple threes early, you know, then his confidence level continues to improve with that.
Right.
You know, I will say, though, that what opened up that outside for us as the game progressed is our inside game.
Right.
You know, and as long as you have our inside guys like Hogan Hook and Zane Johnson, and they're squaring up, they're boxing up hard, you know, not getting a whole lot of points in there yet, but we're getting good rebounds so that, you know, Missouri Valley there for a while had to double up Hogan.
Right.
Missouri Valley was led in the game by Dane Jansen with 23 points as he knocked in 13 second half points and continued to remain not only consistent on offense, but a dominant threat in the lane on defense. Brody Lager was a force to reckon with as he added on 16 points in the night for the Big Reds. Griswold had no answers for these two down low in the game. They are looking to turn things around to bring them back to 500 on the season in a tough test against East Mills, who just lost to Red Oak 61-59 for their first loss of the season.
Coach Schaefer's going to have his boys ready. I'm going to have my boys ready. I think as long as we're giving 100%, 100% of the time, and that's what I preach to the boys all the time.
Right.
You know, it's about being positive with one another, but we have to be productive and efficient. And as long as we can be efficient with the ball, eliminate a lot of those turnovers. I mean, we had 18 turnovers is what I had tonight, and, you know, 10 of them were in the first quarter.
Right.
You know, you eliminate even half of those, and now you're at 13, and that's acceptable.
Right.
You know? So it's about taking care of the ball, and you learn from it. You know, hats off to Missouri Valley. They came in tonight, played this good defensive game. You know, they shot the ball well. Congratulations to them.
Griswold takes on 4-1 East Mills tonight at 7:30 p.m., while Missouri Valley will travel for another road game against Tri-Center at 7:30. I'm Zach Collins reporting.